just anybody. Help, you know I need someone.
9:52 here in the Kiva, 550-5500. This is Albuquerque Real Estate Talk with Tigo and Tracy Venturi, the Venturi Realty Group from Keller Williams Realty. You can dial them directly, 448-8888. That's 448-8888. Flipping houses, let's get into that. Do you guys flip? Do you recommend flips?
Depends.
A loaded question.
What you mean by do we recommend flips? Do we recommend doing flips or do you recommend buying flips?
Who is the perfect candidate to flip a house, first and foremost? There's got to be, I imagine, passion, desire. I mean, we've seen that famous couple that just had, what did they, they just had a child this week, I believe.
Chip and Joanna.
Yeah, Chip and Joanna. There you go. I mean, the flippers. Do, What type of who do you see that's successful at flipping houses?
People that have construction background are ideally suited. People that have, you know, some remodeling background and understand kind of all the ins and outs of the work involved. I think that's probably the place to start. People in the real estate business like ourselves, I think, you know, at least understand the market and what you're dealing with. Mm-hmm. And we do a little bit of it. Honestly, you know, one of the things we offer our clients is an instant buy. Mm-hmm. If somebody has to sell their home and they need to move on right away, we will make a cash offer and purchase their home. Of course, it's going to be at a wholesale price so that we can, you know, hopefully make a little bit of money.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously taking on some risk.
Mm-hmm.
But,
well, you're not even compensated for your time oftentimes in the market price because you're never an occupier.
Yeah.
So that's another part of the equation as well. Holding a flip, how long do people who are successful generally hold a flip? Are they able to flip it right away?
You know, their goal usually, if they're really flippers, is to get the remodel done as quickly as possible and get it resold as quickly as possible because carry time costs money.
Mm-hmm.
Right, so they're going to get it back on the market.
Cost of money, cost of insurance, you know, any of that, you know, holding time. And hopefully you do have insurance on that home.
New York Times article on this, not as easy. Are we running into people who maybe aren't, as you say, well equipped, aren't the right candidates to flip houses? Talk to me about this.
You know, this is a subject that's sort of sensitive for me because I see all those ads running through Facebook and on TV saying, flip this house with no money down, get it, come to my seminar.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, yeah, right. Those people call us after the seminars. They have no money. And it doesn't work like that. It's not easy. It's really hard. And it's really hard to make money. And when you watch a flip this house show on TV and they say, profit, $80,000. I made $60,000. We never make that. That's not real. That's mm-hmm. not Albuquerque. And
right.
maybe it does happen occasionally in California mm-hmm. for TV, but it doesn't happen here, and you don't buy houses with no money and no credit.
Mm.
You know?
Well, in what happens, and I think that's one of the frustrating things, are these kind of seminar, you know, selling training mm-hmm. to on how to make money flipping houses.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're selling, let's be honest, kind of snake oil. Now, do people make money doing it? Absolutely. Are they mm-hmm. going to parade people up there and show you all these people that are making money doing it? Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And it can be done, but it takes a lot of work. It's not the people that do the best in flipping houses are the ones that are finding the homes and buying the homes that have not come in the MLS or that you know, they've have some other bird dog system of finding the homes.
Right.
Because that's where you make the money, is when you buy it.
Mm-hmm.
It's when you buy it. You have to buy it right. And, you know, in many cases, the homes that are on the MLS are going to sell relatively quickly if there's, you know, some potential there. The other thing we're seeing, though, is homes that are coming through the MLS is super competitive.
Mm-hmm.
When there's a home that's, let's say, a bank-owned home that is...
Or an estate home where they don't want to make any repairs and they just want to get it sold quickly.
And it's priced well and it's in a good area that, you know, is the homes are selling fast. Those homes are getting bid up. I ran some statistics the other day on foreclosed homes in our market and... You know, people think, oh, you know, we'll make an offer at 30% off a list or 50% off a list. Well, it doesn't work that way. Average was like 3% you know, after closing. Mm-hmm. Some of them were, you know, honestly, there were a few that were kind of a 25% discount, but these were ones that have been sitting on the market for 6 months.
That probably have structural problems and lots of other things, you know, that most people can't take on.
Major issues, right. And the thing that was interesting is a lot of homes, a lot of those bank-owned homes that, you know, they sell within a week and they're over the actual list price. Mm-hmm. They actually closed it higher than list. So it's very competitive if you're going to play in that market.
And you typically need to be a cash buyer. They don't accept loans, and normally there's several offers. So if you put an offer in with a loan, you're most likely going to be beat out by a cash buyer.
And just to wrap this up, people do it. People do very well with it. It's one of those things where you just need to be very educated, and going to a two-hour seminar isn't going to give you enough education to actually get good at it. You really almost need to apprentice with somebody that does it.
And right now we do have two under contract with someone who's a flipper. I mean, two properties. Michelle Jensen's working with him. He's out of California. He's, you know, but I can't even tell you how many houses they've looked at together and sent a contractor over to look at it and get a rough idea and, you know, to get those two. But they're both closing probably in the next week or so. So it, we work with it. Just want to make sure people know the ins and outs.
448-8888. That's 448-8888. Tego and Tracy Venturi, whatever it is that you are looking for in real estate. And on that, people who walk into one of those seminars, totally new, completely green in the real estate field, they are getting taken for a ride. Tego and Tracy, I mean, between just the two of you, how long have you been doing real estate?
That's a good question. I've been doing it since 2002 and Tego since 2006.
That's licensed. Prior to that, we were doing some investments and some
flipping ourselves.
Yeah, we did a little bit of land development, very little, but
Number one in the market, and or number one in Keller Williams for a number of years, and of course real estate agents of the year as well. So, you know, there's all some good stuff right there.
I'll give you a stat that we're really proud of. Yep. Eddie, is we're actually the number one team when it comes to representing home buyers. We've helped more home buyers in the last couple of years than any other group. And we're proud of that because, you know, that's
in the whole market.
Yeah, that's in the entire market. So it's that's a cool thing.
Yeah, that's great. And I think the other thing that's really good about it, you represented us as home buyers as well, is the fact that you have the respect of the real estate community. We see a lot of FESBOs, as we want to call them. People who attempt to do that. And I ran across let's just call it quote-unquote opportunity, right? And, would you like to buy my house? And, you know, I would like to do a for sale by owner and do something direct. And I'm like, I just turn and walk it the other way. I'll tell you why. There is so much there's so much hair on some of these deals and so many things that can go wrong without actually having an experienced realtor. You know, I wouldn't walk into a situation like that unless I had like a full hourly paid lawyer. Realtors help ensure the market, good brokerage, good understanding, and ensuring that there's fairness in the deal. All of that's ensured by realtors, and you guys are certified with the highest ethics, handling the largest financial transactions for most people throughout their lives. This is it. This is important.
Yeah. No.
You don't want to be doing it for sale by owner or be doing it direct. I'm sorry.
You know what's interesting, Eddie? One of the stats that comes out of that is from 2006-07, when really the real estate technology, the online information, those websites like Zillow and Realtor.com and Trulia, all these kind of national portals where now all the information is available to everybody.
Right? Sure,
Where it used to be everything was through the MLS and you had to go to the realtor to get the information. Well, those days are long gone. The thing that's interesting from that time until today, the use of realtor, the percentage of homes where the realtor is involved in the transaction has actually increased.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like as more information becomes available, the more we're needed.
Right.
And these are complicated transactions that people don't do on a regular basis.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's a
7 to 10 year between.
Yeah. You'll do it once or twice or three times in your entire lifetime. Yeah. You have to have somebody who's doing X amount of transactions, and you guys do more buyer representation than anybody. So there you go, Tracy.
Yeah, you know, so we haven't talked about our homes of the week.
I know, that's what I was going to say. We've got to do some homes of the week.
And we still had other things we wanted to talk about.
We can go into
the Far East, but, you know, another day, too.
We're top of the hour, so let's do some homes of the week.
Okay. Yeah, you've got you got 10, 12 minutes to stay with me on this.
Okay,
go ahead.
Awesome, Eddie.
We've got two homes for sure I want to talk about. One's at 9722 Salem Avenue Northeast. It's not going to be shown even until next Saturday. Is that the 7th? At the open house. And this one is in Snow Heights. So just east of the Uptown shops and restaurants and things. It's just over 1,500 square feet. It's listed at 150, but it's being sold as is. It could be a potential flip property for somebody because it's like an estate, and they're going to be, you know, looking at this one. So it's going to be sort of the, we're all going to let everybody see it at the same time. That was very confusing. We're going to have it open, and then they will be giving a day for people to put offers in, and then they will be looking at offers. So it's one of those where we know there's going to be a lot of interest. And so we're trying to level the playing field so everybody can get a shot at it by not letting people see it until the open house.
What was the address again, Tracy?
9722 Salem Avenue Northeast.
Okay.
And that one's 150. And so next weekend, you'll have the opportunity, if you're thinking of looking for something at a in an as-is situation in the Northeast Heights. The other one is coming on the market active to view it starting tomorrow. It's 12200 Cashmere Street Northeast. And if that isn't exotic enough, the house is amazing. It's owner.
Is it K? Is it Cashmere with a K?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Very cool. Very exotic.
Cashmere. Yeah. But this house is one that's been updated over the years by the owner, not for a flip, and very highly nicely done with very good taste. So it's $315,000, a four bedroom, just under 2,000 square feet. And that one is available tomorrow at 12200 Cashmere Northeast. And, you know, four bedroom, single story. In the far Northeast Heights, it's a good one. So call us if you're interested, 448-8888, and we can make an appointment and get you in that home to see it. That's in New Holiday Park, which is a lovely neighborhood.
Yeah, I was just looking at the neighborhood here. I'm not familiar.
It's, you know, it's between Wantabo and Tramway, north
of Montgomery.
Yeah, Tramway
Ridge, Manitoba. Not too far off of that, so there you go. Not too far off of Montgomery, which, by the way, is a freeway in and of itself.
Yeah, it's got backyard views to the mountains. It's nicely landscaped and a really lovely, like, screened-in porch is what I would call it from the Midwest.
And
you
Led
know?
Zeppelin piping in the background.
I know, I know. It's going through my head.
So I can't say that too many times on the air because Beavis and Butt had ruined that for me, by the way. He had Beavis going, dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. There you go.
Your Generation X is showing, Eddie.
Certainly is.
Beavis and Butthead reference there.
Okay, hey, Mike Judge, he's a local. Sorry about
that. That's right, he is.
I'm going to change you guys here. So I wanted to get back to our visit to China. So we also visited Japan and Malaysia. But, you know, right at the beginning of the hour, Eddie, you were talking about China and their, you know, their ban on population growth and different things. And, you know, it's not quite as we think, right,
no,
Tigo?
It's not. It's not as we think. It's a very different China than we had in our brain, for sure.
So the one-child ban isn't? There isn't a one-child ban?
You can pay extra, though. That's the deal, right, in China, if I'm not mistaken. Isn't there a penalty?
That's not what the people there are saying.
Oh, okay.
So they're saying two is not an issue at all, and more than that. Like, we actually have a Chinese intern working at our office for the summer.
So wow.
She's 20, 21.
It's really funny how this all just came about. It's all coincidence, but it's pretty cool.
Yeah, so she's doing a lot of translating for our daughter in China. So she's interning with us and helping our daughter in China with her internship.
Yeah.
So that she's helping put what our daughter's writing in English into Chinese, so it's the correct lingo versus Google Translate.
And encouraging foreign direct investment directly here, because this is a number one place in the Southwest to buy homes if you're doing a rent versus buy analysis. So we're going to have lots of potential Chinese instead of investing in California, maybe here.
That would be lovely. Absolutely. So the other thing is, you know, the home ownership, there's a lot of pride in being able to buy a home. It's a huge thing, and being able to own two and then having the extra money. So you think about the wealth. So we're there. We started in Beijing because it's getting the taste of old China is what we were told. And then we ended up in Shanghai where our daughter is. But what we noticed is the wealth there.
Yeah.
Right. You're driving down the road. Well, the taxis are super cheap. The hour ride from the airport to our hotel was $20, right? But there, we're being passed by Mercedes and BMW and Lamborghini and Ferrari and all these vehicles that were very expensive, which we didn't see in the other countries we were in. It wasn't as wealthy.
One thing we learned is that the middle class in China is actually as large as the entire population of the United States. So they've got 1 billion people, right? We've got 300 million.
Okay. Yeah.
Their middle class is about 300 million people. Now, their middle class maybe isn't quite as I don't want to say.
I think China's 1.3 billion.
Is it that many?
Yeah, 1.3 billion.
I mean, it's a lot. Anyway, they're a lot of people.
Yeah.
A lot of people.
Well,
so
21
I mean,
million the, in Shanghai.
I guess my point is there is a lot of consumption going on,
mm-hmm.
right? Maybe good, maybe bad. That's a whole different conversation.
Consumption is all good. We just got to, you know, basically export over there, and we're fighting that.
Some of the pollution in Shanghai or in Beijing in particular is pretty bad. And you know, we talked to some people about that, and they said, yeah, it's much better than it used to be, but it's still pretty,
mm-hmm. People still wear masks.
Yeah.
Not a lot.
No?
Not a lot.
A few.
Yeah. It wasn't that prevalent. But, you know, you walk a block and you'd probably see five people, but with masks.
But you walk a block and you've seen 200 people. Yeah.
Yeah. It's crazy how many people are there. We look out from the hotel window at 7 a.m. and there's people walking down the streets, and they do tend to walk in the street where we were staying. So it was cars and bikes and motorbikes and a whole symphony of how they all interplay with each other.
Well, I want to thank both of you for both coming in here on this Saturday morning. Have you guys adjusted your clocks? Are you any more jet lag, or in your case, train lag on the high-speed rail in China?
No. We're getting better. It's been a week since we were home. And
it's tough, right?
Jet lag from Asia, we've definitely had it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm gonna pretend that it didn't happen, but dang,
that's good, because that means I can get him to travel international more.
Can you tell me how weird it is?
10-hour flight is not that bad, actually.
Yeah. You're not waking up like at 2 a.m. ready to start the day, or you know, going to bed at 4 p.m. or
I did.
Like
I did the second day home.
We
I
got
woke up
at 3.
Yeah.
And the next night we got up at 4.
Oh, jeez. Yeah. You got to move it 10 minutes every single time. Anything else this week, guys?
No, you know, the market is still strong. There has been a little bit of, you know, less activity showings going on. But again, I think that's just the seasonality of people on vacation, people doing stuff. 4th of July coming up, you know, we got a big week here next. It'd be interesting to see how next week is. Probably a pretty unproductive week next week, I would suggest.
Tigo. My most productive week. For me, by far. It's my most productive week. Yeah.
Several of our team members are already scheduled to be showing houses on the 4th of July. You know, people have the time off.
There
so
you go. Perfect.
We might just have a really busy week in real estate.
Yeah, it's the best week to get things done. What are you going to go do it? Look, fireworks for a couple of hours while everybody's out of town. You can get to work faster, get more done, get all your errands done, get personally organized, and on your way. And that's what you want to do. And why not set up your house so Tigo and Tracy can take a look at it and merchandise it out to market, get it sold for the second half of the year. It's been a fantastic congratulations to both of you on a good first half of 2018, and to all of our listeners out there who are making things go and making things happen. And some good economic news rolling in. All the Trump tax cuts, right? $1.6 billion. People have more capital. I'm going to actually be speaking with Tim Luton right after the break. Then we'll have Barbara Bruin here in – almost said Barbara Cochran. I was like, you thought I was going to bring her in here. That would
be
amazing.
Yeah, awesome.
Hopefully you like the new digs of the studio, all the new lights and everything. So that's a lot of fun. Doing a lot more video and social media and out in the community. And also Michael Trujillo will be with us here this morning as well. Thank you all for listening right here on AM 1600 KIVA and 93.7 FM. The best part about you guys is not just you guys being here, but that you guys get to see my kids, and we get to have you get to get served Krispy Kremes, right?
It was lovely.
I can't believe I ate it.
I'm sorry. I know you guys look so good. So I'm just You know, had to ruin it a little
bit. That's our friend Cedar. Got to give a shout out to
Cedar Fit.
Cedar McCurry at Cedar Fit. Yeah, she's been kicking us, and that's great. Good. It feels good.
Good, happy, healthy, and that's what I want. That's what I want from all my listeners as well. 10-12 here in the Kiva. Back after a quick break. Tim Luton sitting in for Walt Arnold will be here on AM 1600 KIVA 93.7 FM.